Hello, I'm Daniel. This is my podcast, Sharpening the Mind. I am a meditation teacher and also a labor activist in Kansas City, Missouri. I teach classes in meditation and Buddhism at the Rime Buddhist Center, as well as a few other places. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Today, I wanted to talk about the Buddha. I wanted to tell a story about the Buddha. And this story, it may be a little bit ahistorical. I think a lot of historians these days don't know if this really happened, but the story is helpful and useful anyway. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to tell you the story, and then we're going to see what kind of meaning we can draw out of it, okay? So the Buddha, in his time, he would sometimes just wander around, and people would just show up and follow him around and just wait for wisdom, wait for great teachings to come from him. And it happened at this place called Vulture Peak. The Buddha sent his attendant to set up like a stage, like a platform. And so all these people that are around, and the way the story is told is that there were thousands and thousands of people around. That seems unlikely, but the Buddha had his assistant set up a stage, so all the people around, they get very excited. They get very excited. There's an energy in the air. I imagine it like a Jay-Z concert that's about to happen, right? So everybody is getting pumped up, and they're ready, and they're thinking, all right, what do you think he's going to talk about today? Is he going to give us a new list? Is he gonna clarify some part of the teaching that's confusing? Is he going to just drop something on us that totally is completely out of left field and new? I don't know. So they're all wondering, and they're all like in rapt attention, waiting for the Buddha to go on this stage. And they're very, very, very excited, right? And of course, eventually, the Buddha ascends the platform. He goes up there. And they see he's holding something in his hand, but they're not really sure what it is. So the Buddha, he goes and he takes his seat, and he sits there. And he reveals that he's holding a flower. And he just shows it to the audience. But he doesn't say anything. Okay, so just imagine. Just imagine if you're there and you're excited and you think you're going to get some amazing teaching. You think, maybe you're thinking like, you've had some great teachings from this wise guy, person before. I almost called him a wise guy. This wise person before. And now he's just doing, holding up a flower and not saying anything. What even is that, right? So the people, like, there's grumbling and the people are disappointed. They're all like, what? I don't even know what to do now, right? The Buddha's not even saying anything. Like, they see him get up, like he's starting to leave, and they're just like, what is even happening, right? Am I following the wrong guy, right? But there's one guy in the crowd. And his name, you don't need to remember this. There won't be a test. It's kind of a challenging name. It's Mahakasyapa, okay? And Mahakasyapa, he sees the Buddha, showed him this flower. The Buddha kind of twirls it. And he smiles. He smiles. And the Buddha, he smiles back. And he says, you have the treasury of the true Dharma eye. That's what he says to Mahakasyapa. And we're not going to go into what that could mean today, but needless to say, that's a flattering thing. If the Buddha, if this very wise spiritual teacher says you have the treasury of the true Dharma eye, like that sounds like a good thing, right? So what happened here? Why would I tell that story? That story is ridiculous. This crowd, the point of the story is, this group of people, they were carrying around expectations, right? They were carrying around expectations desires they were projecting onto reality. They were projecting onto the Buddha what they wanted to see. They were so weighed down by their baggage and their desires and their wishes and their hopes and dreams and their disappointment, ultimately, that it impacted them. It made them unhappy. And meanwhile, this one guy, Mahakasyapa, he's not carrying around his baggage. He's put all that down already. So when the Buddha holds up a pretty flower, he just sees a pretty flower. That's it. He just sees a pretty flower and he smiles because it's a pretty flower. He's not carrying around any of that other nonsense. Okay? So, we're not like Mahakasyapa, though. Right? A lot of the time, we're like these other monks. And we are carrying our baggage into every situation. We are carrying our baggage and our expectations and our disappointment all the time. Right? That's not good for us. Just like it's not good for them. It's not good for us. What I want to suggest is when we're disappointed, when things are a struggle, when things are hard, when everything's not matching what we want, when life is kicking us in the face and stealing all our joy, we want to learn to, instead of having a mind that says, why is this happening? Why isn't this better thing happening? Woe is me. We need to cultivate a mind that says, right now it's like this. What can I do? It's like this. What can I do? I started a new job at work. And I was working this new job. And I was having trouble getting it. All right, I was struggling. I was outside of my comfort zone. I was carrying baggage because I really wanted it to be like my old job, right? And expectations of myself and of the work, actually, which is absurd. But I was carrying all that around, and I do that. I said was, like I've surpassed it, but I was carrying all that around. And what I should be doing instead is facing what's in front of me and working on that, right? So when the task at hand is in front of me, that's the only task I need to be thinking about. That's the only task, not greater meaning, not what I wish I could do instead, not everything I wish wasn't happening or everything that I think's wrong, everything that's making me uncomfortable. No. What's in front of me? What's in front of me is the thing to face. And if I'm facing something else, well, that's a problem that's going to get in my way, right? Right? So, I hope this talk's been helpful. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening and have a good day.